Jazz singer Candace Hoyes is often described as a musician come activist, her music a celebration of Black womanhood. Her latest work, Zora's Moon, is out this week, and it's her response to this moment of racial reckoning and what she calls an ode to Black girlhood. Candace Hoyes, singer, producer, and songwriter, joins us now as part of our series on how artists are reimagining and reflecting the current moment in their work. Candace, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Tanya.
I want to start with your new single, Zora's Moon, which is an ode to Black girlhood through the life of Zora Neale Hurston. Share with us what Hurston means to you.
I feel like Zora Neale Hurston has had a connection to me since the first day I turned the page of Their Eyes Were Watching God when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I was immediately connecting with so much of the issues she was referencing, colorism and sexism, the negotiation of what's respectable behavior, all those things that a Black teenage girl is defining for herself. And it was when I got to Harvard as an undergraduate that I got to read Hurston in a sister circle.
And can you explain what a sister circle is for folks just who may not know what you're saying when you refer to that?
I take a pleasure in that because when I was 16, I had not contemplated the sister circle. And a sister circle refers to something that's it's a circle of female empowerment, of affirmation, where you can look to be felt and heard when you speak and when you explore new ideas. It's an expansive intellectual and spiritual space. And I took my first Black women's history course taught by Professor Higginbotham, Evelyn Brooks Higginbotham. And there I found scholars who wanted to be doctors and poets and activists, and probably someone wanted to be president, because that's how Harvard
is. It's Harvard, yes.
And that's Harvard. So it was very powerful for me to be able to take those risks. And I feel like it really shaped the artist I am now. And I carry her forward, you know, I carry her forward.
There's a sample in the song that is actually from a 1943 radio interview with Zora Neale Hurston. Let's take a listen.
There was one thing you said about children that I love. Isn't it true that when we're little, we just think the world revolves around us?
Yeah.
Things are going to happen to other people, bad things. They aren't going to happen to us. No, sir. And that thing you said about the moon.
If you go outdoors tonight and the moon is up, you get the first state the moon is in right now. But anyhow, if the moon is shining, you go out and you run and it'll follow you.
I smiled at this idea that children think the moon follows them. And this idea really resonates with you. Why do you think this message coming from Zora is so important in this moment?
That sample gives me goosebumps to this day, because I feel everything she writes, I feel, relates to that childhood experience. And then as she starts to write, and as I started to get to know her, she connects that to Black citizenship and a sense of identity. And I loved that in 1943, she was talking with this host, Mary Margaret McBride, who was herself a pioneer as a woman in radio, a queer woman. And these two women are having this interracial conversation in 43 about their girlhood. Hmm. And then inside of that framing was the part that just sets my soul on fire, when Zora starts to talk about the moon following her as a child. I always thought the moon was following me. And for me, as I connect with Zora, you know, the moon goes through phases, but the moon itself never changes. And the moon and the story about the moon becomes a portal for me into the next work I want to make. It becomes an affirmation, and it closes a certain sister circle between myself and Hurston.
So you say it's a portal into the next phase of your creativity and who you are as a person. Something that really strikes me about your work is how you draw from history in your music, of course, with Zora Neale Hurston. But in some ways, You are really something of an archivist in that you draw inspiration from the past and translate it to the present with your music. Who are your inspirations, and why do you think it's important, so important, to draw from the past?
Oh, I'm greatly influenced by Toni Morrison. I'm greatly influenced by Roberta Flack, Minnie Riperton, Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Leontine Price. Oh, I have many influences.
So many.
Across the disciplines. Yes, I think that the value of being an archivist and providing historic insight in my work, it expands a space that I think is needed, the sort of necessary growth of the canon to embrace my community, Black community, that have a history of being obscured, of being marginalized. I see myself along a sort of magical journey with this work.
It's definitely apparent in your music. I want to play your song Tired, which is your musical reimagining of Langston Hughes's poem. Let's listen.
I am so tired,
so tired
of waiting for the world to be good, beautiful, and kind.
He writes and you sing, I am so tired, aren't you, of waiting for the world to become good, beautiful, and kind. And you interpreted this with a deep groove and this moving tempo. It sounds very futuristic.
Yes. I think that my songs are not only layered and sort of drenched in my own childhood sense of self, but I'm also very interested in engaging with girls today. And so I think having a sense of, you know, a futuristic tone is a part of my work. I also would say the futuristic sound also relates to why I love archives, because unlike my predecessors, this generation has the benefit of digital histories. In Zora's Moon, that interview that influenced me so much, and to be able to take a poem from the 30s and situate it in a context that feels like, you know, much more like my lifetime. I've actually sung Langston Hughes poems set by classical composers in the lyrical style, and I've performed that, and I always felt that the Langston that I know would sound different today, and it really made me kind of pick up my pen and write what I felt my people would want to, you know, play at the barbecue, play around the table, play in the basement, play in your car. Those are the spaces where I want to bring this powerful poetry to. It's an affirmation, it's an encouragement, it's a way to fortify people in this difficult time.
Speaking of this moment that we're in, that many people are calling a racial reckoning, where does your music, your art, come into play in all of this? And what really is activism?
I would say we are in a period of racial reckoning. It doesn't mean that the solutions and the structural remedies are very expedient or that they are easy to understand. It's going to take extended conversation. It's going to take extended engagement. And so I think that my life in activism and archival history is going to really come to bear now, because it's not something that is a new impression for me. This is something I've thought about a long time. In that way, I think that being an artist has always helped me to focus on my voice, no matter how many people may not agree at a table or a room. There's a certain inner sense of self that I return to, and that's what, you know, emboldens me to do something that I feel is necessary as an artist. And then I think that that is the same place in me that my sense of activism, you know, links up to. And so I have always believed that in the power of my own voice. But I also believe that if I have that gift, that I would like to foster that among other people. And so whether it's a circle or a community or a classroom, whatever community I'm in.
That's Candace Hoyes, singer, songwriter, and producer. And we will link Candace's music, including Zora's Moon, at hereandnow.org. And we have a special treat. Let's go out to listening to a special sneak peek of Candace's song, Pink Clouds.
Do you know the clouds are pink on Mars, on Mars? At sunrise, fuchsia, my love. In the coldest place they've ever known, there are pink clouds.
Candace, thank you so much.
This was great.
Thank you. Such a pleasure.
Make a way. And the sunset stretches.